ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are so happy to have in studio with us today Jolynn Frandrup. She is a Lion with the Hastings Rivertown Lions Club. She's with their communications division. We're laughing because I think when you are involved in any nonprofit, you kind of wear many hats. So it's great to see you. How have you been?
I've been great. Thank you for asking.
Well, it's so good to see you out in public. We see each other in other places, but thank you for coming into the radio station. Mm-hmm. This is really fun. The Lions are so great. Can you tell us a little bit about the Hastings Rivertown Lions Club?
Well, I'd love to. We are an organization, civic organization here in town, and we have put on many events throughout the year. And the money that we raise from those events, we return back to our community. We just gave a check to the fire department from our super breakfast that we held this year. That was a great success and great to be able to offer that to our fire department. We are also presenting a check to our police department this week from money that we raised. And we just enjoy being in the community. People are so welcoming here, come out to our events in great numbers. And Hastings Family Service receives money from our, there's just probably, I mean, the list is long of all the organizations and the groups that we donate the money to.
Before you joined the Lions Club, did you know much about it?
You know, I truly did not. We go to Culver's on the second and third Tuesday of every month. Culver's is generous enough to give us money for bringing the trays and food to the people. And I happened to go in there one night, and the Lions were serving.
That's how you found out?
That's how I found out, yes. You know, before that, I was working. So, you know, you go down a path of
working full-time, and you're, yes.
Yeah.
You were just in there getting your nice French fries and custard. Well, that's pretty cool that that's how you found out. So you, yes. What did you do, ask about it or something?
I did. When they brought my tray of food, I said, so what's going on? And Gary Gronquist at the time was the president, and he was more than happy to sit down and tell me all about it. And I joined the club the next month because they, at that point, heavily into vision, hearing, and diabetes. And all of those three areas are near and dear to my heart because of my family. My granddaughter was just going through an issue with her vision as a five-year-old. And I thought, this is a group that I want to join.
Isn't that awesome? And is that kind of how you get new members? It's word of mouth like that?
Word of mouth, them meeting us at projects that we're putting on. We're always welcoming new members at our meetings every month. We meet the first Thursday of every month at 6:45 at Res Methodist Church. And we'd love to have anybody come in, listen to what we're doing, and hopefully want to join this great organization. It is an international organization, so we aren't talking just local United States. We're talking across the world.
And the history of the Rivertown Lions Club, I think, is interesting for Hastings. Can you explain that? It was a merging of different Lions Clubs, two different ones.
It was a men's Lions Club and a woman's Lioness Club. And then the Lioness Club became a Lions Club, which then had men and women in it. And then, I have to apologize. I think it was probably just a few years ago, we merged both clubs because one club was down in the number of members. And so we joined together, and it's been great. I mean, they had a food truck, and now that's part of the whole club. And so, yeah, we go out. We do a meal at the senior center.
Yeah, talk about that food truck, because that's pretty interesting. Yeah. Is that unusual for a Lions Club to have that as part of their outreach?
No, it's not.
I didn't know
most
that.
Most of them do have a food truck of some sort. Ours is just keeps all of our equipment in it. We go to wherever we're going to be serving, and all the equipment comes out in like a puzzle piece, because it goes back in the same way.
That's what I've heard, is that, because it's amazing when you think about all that you can get in that trailer.
Yes.
So it's really the way it's packed.
Yes. And the guys do a great job of cooking the brats and hot dogs. We go out to Carpenter Nature Center during their Apple Fest and cook there. That's been a really big success.
Oh, I know you're involved in many, many organizations. I've seen you at Special Olympics. I know you go to the dog park. Tell about that.
Yeah, the city puts on the dog park event, and it just for all the different things that are offered for dogs and their owners. And we just set up a table and offer hot dogs. And a couple of years, dogs have also gotten there.
I was just gonna say.
Have climbed up on the table. And
Equal opportunity feeding. Yes, yes. I was going to say, how do you make hot dogs and keep the dogs away? But apparently you don't.
We do our best.
Oh, how fun. So is this kind of the time that you're planning lots of events that are coming up?
Yes, we get much busier during this time, spring, summer, fall, than during the winter, just because of traveling and doing other things.
Right, and there's a lot more outdoor activities, I would assume, coming up. Well, I know you have a big event coming up on Saturday, April 1st, that you wanted to tell our listeners about, because it's open to everybody.
Yes, it is. It is. And this is our third year. It's been great. It's been received real well. It's so much fun to see the kids' eyes when we present them a basket.
So this is an Easter basket scavenger hunt?
Yes, it is.
So tell us about it, please.
Yes. Well, what will happen is the parents will come with the children to the Res Methodist Church and pick up their child's Easter basket.
That's at 615 15th Street West.
Yes.
Right on 15th Street.
Yes.
Nice.
And between 8 and 10 o'clock on that Saturday morning, the 1st, and then they're given the scavenger hunt clues, which are 6 pictures of someplace around town. Last year, it was at the fire station. There was one downtown. They're just throughout town.
And do you have to be smart to figure these clues out, or is it just a picture?
It's Uh-oh. Just a picture. Yes, it's just a picture. So no.
It's not like when we're looking for the medallion at Rivertown Days. Those are hard clues.
Yes, they are.
This is not a hard clue?
No, this is not a clue
it's
given.
It's a picture.
It's picture clues.
Okay.
Yes. And what they'll find is a large cardboard egg that signifies that you're in the right spot.
Oh.
So we'd like them, parents, to take pictures and then send them to us so that we can put them on our Facebook.
Oh, I love it.
And we've gotten some great pictures. My grandchildren last year were quite animated.
Did they just love this event?
They did. They did. It was so much fun.
So you come and you pick up an Easter basket. Is it empty then?
No.
Oh.
What will happen is the parents have to register.
Okay.
And it's $5 for a basket.
Yes.
But it will cost no more than $20 for a family.
Nice.
So if they have 6, 8
right.
kids, it's
right.
still $20. But on the registration form is the child's name and their age. And we make this basket specific to their age.
Oh, my gosh.
And we do that the night before, so we have them all ready. And what will happen then is the parents can send or drop off the $5 to Rivertown Lions, and the address is 603 5th Street West here in town. And then we make the, as I said, make the baskets specific to their child's age.
Then the day of, which is Saturday, April 1st, you will go to Res Methodist Church right on 15th Street. You'll get your basket that's already pre-made. So nice. And then you'll get these clues?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I love it.
And then they go around town and find the clues and enjoy their basket.
How fun. So how many stops will there be for the kids?
6. They can go to 6.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Yep. Well, that really sounds fun. So, again, you can pick your baskets up from 8 until 10. How long do you think it will take to go to all these spots?
I believe, you know, if you're really going to be, I want to get to these spots, I don't think it'll take more than, probably takes the parents longer to get the kids in and out of the car.
Buckling car seats, yeah.
Hour to 2 hours.
How fun. What a great way to spend a Saturday. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, it's been great.
I bet it has been fun. So you guys get together then and make up all these baskets. That's another thing that you're doing behind the scenes. That's the thing I really enjoy about the Rivertown Lions Club is you do so much, but it happens behind the scenes, and the community really reaps the rewards.
Yes, they do. They do. But it's so much fun being a part of this group because we all do it because we want to give back to the community. You know, we love this community, and what it's a better way than this.
Absolutely. So again, this is open to everybody, and if you would like to register ahead of time, please do so because you want to have your Easter basket that is specifically made for your child. And can you tell us about the registration again, how we can do that?
The registration is on our Facebook page, the Hastings Rivertown Lions Club.
Great.
And they also are at the library. There's some at the senior center. They can pick up forms there if they
want.
And
some daycares, you were telling me.
Yes, many forms have been dropped off at area daycare centers. But all they need to do then is just to give us the name and the age of their child. And they can either send it their registration in the mail or drop off the registration form with their money to that address at 603 5th Street West here in Hastings. And we need to have those to us by the 28th. Gives us a few days to know that we have enough for every basket and then to get them put together.
Right. Well, that sounds great. So again, this event is a wonderful event put on by the Hastings Rivertown Lions Club. It's going to be on Saturday, April 1st, and you can pick up your basket after you've registered from 8 until 10 on that morning, but please do register in advance so you're basket can be specifically made for your child. Res Methodist Church is the location to pick all of this up, and you mentioned they're also the location of your meetings.
Yes, yes it is. We have been in multiple places, but that is where we are having our meetings now.
Wonderful. So what are some of the other things that you're looking ahead for? What are some of the things that are on your radar to help out with the community?
Well, at the present time, we probably are looking ahead for the dog park, thinking about the Apple Fest, you know, how many people might be attending that. We will do, as I said, every month we do Culver's from 5 until 7.
You know, that's a great thing. I think people then could learn more about your organization. And maybe if somebody's listening and they have something coming up that they might want the Rivertown Lions to get involved with, would that be a great opportunity to meet with you?
That would be great. I mean, because we'd love to have new members, but if you're thinking, is this the right organization for me? We'd love to have you volunteer, come and help us on one event, see if this is what you'd like to join, and you know, go from there.
And the commitment can probably be as much as you want it to be, is that correct?
Yes, it is correct. It isn't like it's you have to be at monthly meetings, you need to be at every event. It's you pick and choose which ones are warm to your heart, and we go from there.
You know, Jolynn, I'm really happy that you found such a great organization for yourself in retirement. And what can you say about maybe somebody that's listening and is thinking, I want to get involved in something, I'm just not sure what?
It's probably the most enjoyable thing, other than my grandchildren, that I do every day, because there is something that I can do on a weekly basis, either talking to people who would be interested in joining the Lions Club or putting on an event, planning an event. It's just been a real joy for me in my retirement as a single person that it has filled my heart.
And it sounds like there are so many different things that the Lions Club is involved with, so that must make it more fun too, because it's such a varied array of things that you help out with.
Yes, not only help out with, but to go to other Lions Club organizations.
Oh, now tell me about that.
Well, Cottage Grove has a huge Lions Club.
Okay.
They have a bunny breakfast that's coming up. I'm not sure about the time, but I think it's coming close.
Okay.
Very active in their community. We do partner with different Lions Clubs for different events.
Oh, nice.
They sometimes need help putting on a spaghetti dinner and will contact us. Do you guys have anybody that could help us?
Fun.
But every organization, I mean, community, Farmington, Lakeville, I mean, we're all in the same district, so we help one another.
So you mentioned that this is an international organization. What exactly is the history? How did it start in the United States and mushroom across the world, or do you know any of those things?
It did start in the United
okay.
States, and yes, it just did mushroom across the world. I mean, we have countries that are sending people to areas that disaster areas that need help. I know that many clubs in the United States travel down south when they have tornadoes or hurricanes or things like that. So we do have an international organization. So.
That's awesome. And I must say, though, I really commend the Rivertown Lions Club, because you are really unsung heroes behind the scenes in so many great ways, and we're really appreciative of all that you do. Thank you so much. And you have another opportunity, friends listening, to really embrace the good things that the Rivertown Lions Club is doing, and it's a great family event. It's the Easter Basket Scavenger Hunt. It's going to be on Saturday, the 1st of April, from 8 until 10. And if you want to register, please do go to their Facebook page and look at the registration form. We will also post a copy of that on our Facebook page, the KDWA Facebook page. You need to register ahead of time for this, and the event is going to be so fun. We're so happy you stopped in today. Great to see you.
Well, great to see you too.
Yeah, let's have coffee sometime. I just love visiting with you.
I was just at Froth and Cork yesterday to meet all the police department.
Jolynn, great to see you. Thank you so much. Jolynn Frandrup, she is in charge of communications, will I say that?
Yes.
Is that the way to say it? Okay. With the Hastings Rivertown Lions Club. And if you want to learn more, they are at Culver's when?
On the 2nd and 3rd Tuesday of every month from 5 until 7.
Love it. Or when are your meetings?
Our meetings are the first Thursday of every month at 6:45 at Res Methodist Church.
Great to see you.
You are
listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea.